silence all their electronic devices at this time. Speaking of Senator in prayer, Reverend Hal Roach, Assistant Sergeant at Arms, all members of guests in the gallery, please stand.
Good morning. Would you pray with me, please? Father, I pray that you would accept this simple prayer as we rejoice with the hymnist in declaring that in all things to you be the glory, great things you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Senator Berger is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. The journal for March 29, 2017 is being examined. It's not being correct. I move for the dismissal of the reading of the journal and make the same approval as written.
Without objection, the journal for March 29 stands approved as written. Senators, we have a leave of absence, so requested without objection granted today for Senators Ballard and Barefoot. We do have a nurse today with us as well from Fayetteville, North Carolina. We have Nurse Julie Schwartz with us. Nurse Schwartz, please stand and recognize. Thanks for serving the Senate. If you have any reports to stand in committees, Senator McGinnis, what purpose you ask?
Send forward the committee report.
You can send forward your report, Senator.
Senator Raven, for the Rules and Operations of the Senate, reports the following with recommendations as to passage. Senate Bill 224, include BE with intent to terrorize and HBE, favorable. Senate Bill 325, billion-dollar middle-class tax cut, favorable. House Bill 142, Unfair Employment Committee Substitute Bill, favorable as to the Senate Committee Substitute Bill, title. And act to be set in the law 316-3.
Senate Bills 224 and 325, calendar. House Bill 142, calendar. Senator Raven, for first house.
Motion, Mr. President.
Senator Raven, for motion.
Mr. President, I move Senate Bill 122, repeal Senate Bill Charter. Remove that bill from today's calendar and place it on 254 calendar.
No objections, sir.
Mr. President, House Bill 142, and after reset, Session Law 216-3, referred to committee today. I move that the rules be suspended and that bill be placed on today's calendar immediately after Senate Bill 459.
No objections, sir. Senators, I take this into my calendar. Prior to the public bill, second reading, roll call. Senate Bill 130, first reading.
Senate Bill 140, revised state nature and historic preserve.
Senator Hikes is recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. This bill, what it simply does, as we're putting out private power, particularly in the western part of the state, in Rutherford County, the most appropriate location to actually provide coverage for Rutherford County for private power around the meeting should be Rock State Park. That was not a time of allowable usage of park property for the placement of a private power. And what this bill typically does is to find them for that parcel of Rock State Park that is appropriate to place a private power. Appreciate
the members'
support and extra prayer.
Thank you. Any discussion or debate? Hearing none, the motion for the Senate passes. Senate Bill 140 on second reading. All in favor, vote aye. Opposed, vote no. 5 seconds be allowed to remain in the floor for a court. Forty-eight, you have voted affirmative, zero in the negative. Senate Bill 140 passes the second reading and it will remain on the ballot. Senate Resolution 459, clerk will read.
Senate Resolution 459, Senate Resolution pertaining to Senate rules.
Senator Rager is recognized to explain the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Resolution 459 extends the bill filing deadline for public bills until 5 p.m. Tuesday, April 4th. It also clarifies the bill as amending the Constitution and those of the statutes necessary to implement the constitutional amendments are not subject to bill filing deadline.
Is there any discussion or debate on the resolution? Hearing none. Clerk of the Senate is the motion to adopt. May substitute Senate Resolution 459. All in favor, vote aye. Opposed, vote no. 5 seconds be allowed to vote in favor of the vote. Forty-eight. Any vote in the affirmative is zero. In the negative, Senate Resolution 459 is adopted. House Bill 142. Clerk will read.
House Bill 142, Senate Committee Substitute, Reset of Senate Law 2016-3.
Senator Berger is recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. This bill, House Bill 142, basically does three things. The first thing that it does is it repeals Session Law 2016-3 and Session Law 2016-99. It preempts regulation of access to multiple occupancy restrooms, showers, or changing facilities so that the regulation of those facilities are per state law. And the third thing it does is it creates a moratorium on the enactment by local governments of ordinances regulating private employment practices or regulating public accommodations. That's what the bill does. I urge your support.
Do we have any discussion or debate? Senator Blue, what works your eyes?
Debate the bill.
Senator Blue, you have the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, and to my colleagues on the floor. As you know, for some time, the rest of the country has been watching us for various reasons. And I think it'd be fair to say that the last years have been a test of our fortitude in many ways, especially given some of what we've experienced as folks talk about us around the country and the world. And it's been especially tough for some of the people who have been marginalized. And you know, it's painful when you are marginalized. And you try in so many ways to get the attention of the people who are marginalizing you and try to make a difference. And it's our obligation, I think, at least part of my Christian obligation, to make sure that we reach out to everybody and ensure that they're included, that they're afforded all of the rights that this wonderful, marvelous country of ours has offered. And all of the rights, privileges, and protections that our wonderful state, that we all profess to love so well, has to offer. Because at the end of the day, the people are the state. And it's about the people. That's why we're here, and that's why we represent all of the folk. And I know that for members of the LGBT community, it's painful when you think that you're not included or you're not seen. And I will tell you, I was reminded of a sermon of the rich man in Lazarus. And whether or not people really see you and know who you are, they just keep passing you up because you're out at the gate asking for recognition. And I understand that. I feel it. I've spent the better part of 5 decades talking about it being a part of it. But I think that what this bill does in repealing House Bill 2 restarts, resets the conversation, as the title suggests. The obligation to make sure that everybody in the state is, it can feel like they're part of who we are, what our aspirations are, is a statewide obligation. It doesn't just rest with local governments and municipalities. We need to have that conversation on a statewide basis to make sure that everybody's dignity is respected, everybody's value is cherished. It's a conversation that I hope that we can engage in a very serious way, following our experience with House Bill 2. But I tell you what this does is we can engage more deeply into that conversation. It brings to an end an economic threat that challenges our ability to do that in meaningful ways. That's why I'm supporting this bill. Because not only is it a question of dignity that we have to debate and have to be concerned about, it's the question of what's good for 10.2 million North Carolinians in a broad sense. And the economic fallout from House Bill 2 is potentially one of the most damaging things in modern times if we don't address these issues. I know that everybody does not agree with that. I'm just telling you from my perspective. Because I've seen it happen in so many different ways. And I know that an old lesson that a Methodist bishop taught me a long time ago still rings very true. He said, you know, emotion is a great, great thing. And if emotion puts something in rather than logic, do not always expect logic to be able to take it out. And I believe that. I know what the force and power of emotion can do. But we have an obligation, all of us, to state, and I commend those who've engaged in the negotiation, the discussion, the acknowledgement that there is a potential problem that we need to address. As the governor, commend the governor, and speak more for acknowledging that this is a problem we need to get a fix to. But I tell you this, as leaders, we've all fallen somewhat short, I believe, in addressing one of the underlying and bigger issues that you'll hear talked about as a result of us passing this bill and putting a moratorium on what local governments can do. Because you know that in December we were against doing that. But I think that this issue is urgent enough that we need to take immediate action. From the economic standpoint, we need to also take action from the standpoint of basically being marginalized. And to ourselves, acknowledge it and deal with it. But bring the folk in who feel that way and who truly are to help us solve this problem of how we treat and we create opportunity for all of our Americans. I hope the discussion of this bill has basically given us a perspective from which we can do that. I support the bill. In every bill you learn when you're up here, where there's a compromise on, it has some features that you don't embrace, you don't like your first date. But if we're going to move forward, it's about taking it a step at a time. We're part of a time that a lot of people believe in the helicopter generation. I believe in the elevator generation. Sometimes when you can't start at the top, you got to keep moving a step at a time. And I think that this has potential to move us along that route, to address the issues of who we are, how inclusive we are, and how everybody is valued, who God made them to be, regardless of what we might feel about them from an emotional standpoint. So I hope you'll vote for Senate to repeal House Bill 2, and I hope that you'll have a good feeling after you've done that. Because I think that the overall feeling of the state will be a positive one, and all of us will move forward.
Senator Burke, what brings you up?
Wait a
minute. Senator Burke,
Mr. President, members of the Senate, you know, compromise sometimes is difficult. This bill represents a compromise. I don't know that there are that many people that are extremely happy about exactly where we are. There are folks who would express opinions that we should have done something else, whether they are in favor of the bill or opposed to the bill. However, this is what I believe, and I hope that you believe, is good for North Carolina at this time. And I urge you to support this bill, because I think it is the right thing for us to do. Thank you.
Any further discussion or debate? Hearing none. Senator Bishop, for the purpose of your eyes.
To debate the bill.
Senator Bishop, yield the floor to debate the bill.
Mr. President, I rise with some regret and with a strong sense of irony. Many times up here in my experience, my colleagues will look to me and either ask me, or maybe I can intuit that they're asking me, not that we're a lawyer or something, not to get lost in this detail. There's still something to accept in the modern vernacular piece of some here to do. Sacrosanct. Over the past year, I have examined innumerable ideas to replace it, modify it. I have expressed willing advice to disturb numbers. I was strongly for a resolution to this controversy. On principle terms, but in the name of peace, this bill does two things. It retracts a clear answer on new questions. How should government balance a newly conceived idea about liberty to change gender versus rights to bodily privacy on a physiological basis where those two notions or interests may come into conflict? More significantly, it almost inescapably implies that 32 months hence, handfuls of local officials can use government power to coerce people to embrace an ideology of what their values. It is in that sense a declaration of surrender, albeit 3+ years in advance. Moreover, the impetus for this is a threat by an unaccountable, powerful, elite institution, which is abusing power. The NCAA was created to define and perpetuate a societal value, amateurism, clean competition, placing in athletic competition. It has, over the course of history, amassed enormous influence, and it is now brazenly exercised by the influence to locate new values, to compel the embrace of a new ideology. And in this, there is great danger. The instinct for revolution, as very able by Senator Blue, is what? But it must be tempered by this. This bill is at best a punt. At worst, it is a betrayal of principle. I predict that the peace may be fleeting, and that in the final analysis, we will be taking it back. I cannot explain a vote in favor of this, and so I cannot count.
Do we have any further discussion or debate? Hearing none. Question for the Senate is the passage of the Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 142, on the second reading. All in favor, vote aye. Opposed, vote no. 5 seconds be allowed for the vote. Vote for the board to vote. Rick, aye. Smith Ingram, aye. Waddell, aye. 32, having voted in the affirmative, 16 in the negative, Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 142, passes the second reading without objection. Is there a third?
The General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Do we have any further discussion or debate? Hearing none. for the Senate to pass and send it to be subject to House Bill 142 on its third reading. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The ayes have it, Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 142 passes its third reading and will be sent to the House via special message. And that wraps up our calendar for today. We'd like to, at this point in time, to say thank you to our pages for the week. Pages, we know that this has been a busy week for you, but thank you very much for all your service.
Ready, Joe?
Yeah, I love him. Pull your out a little bit.